Welcome to Besties in Bed.
I just can't.
As soon as I played the song, Nikki was like, oh my God. You're the one that said you liked it.
I don't know. I thought you found something else. Nope. We're still going with it. All right.
For now.
We're going with it.
I have not even looked for anything else right now.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Hey, I've been busy.
Well, by the way, I'm Nikki.
And I'm Tim. So how have you been?
I've been. How have you been?
I've been great.
Oh, that's
I refuse
so awesome.
To be anything other than great.
There you go. There you go.
Tim the Great.
Let's not and say okay. We did. I do want to say, though, after episode 5, I don't know if you remember the topic about how I'm picky eater and I pick at what I'm eating. I'm very choosy about what I eat because it's a texture thing and everything. So it was just funny that we had just recorded, then we went out to eat with some people. And sure enough, there was a comment because I got a whole side of carrots. So I guess.
Well, that is a weird side to get.
It was a side vegetables instead of vegetables. Like you get the mixed veggies. I just wanted carrots.
We went to one of those Japanese steakhouses where they have all the veggies and, you know, they're slinging
so
knives and all that. And she wanted
a side of carrots.
Just carrots.
Just carrots.
Keep your zucchini. Keep your mushrooms. Keep your
squash,
onions.
Squash, whatever it is. I don't
Give
even know.
Give me the carrots.
Right. And I always take the carrots off of both girls' plates and Tim's plates. And I eat all the carrots. So I was like, give me a side of carrot. And then the person across the table comments, what are you, a rabbit? I was like, oh my God. It's comments like that. I'm like, come on, guys. Like, come up with something new. But anyways, I just thought that was funny.
I don't know where to go for that.
And I just was making commentary about, like, we recorded it. And then sure enough, that same night.
You had carrots.
Carrots, but I also had a comment. Carrots and comments.
But getting a side of carrots almost invites comment.
It's just, did I say anything about you getting a side salad or something? Like, do you want to?
Well, no, because that's normal.
No, it's not.
How's that not normal?
I mean, it's normal, but come on, it's a side of veggies. Like, whatever. I get peas. Somebody makes a comment. I'm like, seriously, I'm eating a vegetable. Shut up.
I would just like a side of peas. I don't want a salad. I want a side of peas.
Hey, I've done it.
You have done it. I've seen her do it many times.
Yes, yes, I have. Carrabba's was really good about it, but they no longer will steam my peas.
Speaking of carrots and side salads and stuff like that, we do our grocery shopping every Saturday. And Nikki has started basically bumping the bagger out of the way so that she can bag them herself.
Yeah, I don't like baggers bagging my stuff. They always have to mix something up. Like, you'll put on the belt, all of our cold stuff is together. That's what you've put on first, right?
Right.
And then what do we put on?
The non-cold stuff? I mean, stuff can either be cold or it could be not cold.
Right, but we put the cold stuff and then we put the heavy things, like if we have bottles and cans and stuff like that. So when they go through, all the cold stuff goes together and then the heavy stuff will go through next to where it can be at the bottom of the basket.
But the cold stuff may be there.
It's not going to take up the whole basket.
Why don't
we
put the heavy stuff up and then put the cold stuff?
I try to put the heavy stuff up first, but you grab the cold. So lately, the cold
Because you told me to grab the cold first.
Well, anyways, lately the cold has been going up. And then the heavy stuff, because I'm like, we got to get the heavy stuff through there so it can be at the bottom of the basket. Because you don't want that going on top of your other things, like your chips and stuff.
Right.
So the heavy stuff will go through. And then just like your boxes, like light boxes, and then all the way to your like rice cakes, bread, eggs, that kind of stuff.
None of my rice cakes ever appear on the conveyor belt because I don't do rice cakes.
Well, they're my rice cakes, but I'm just saying they still go through the conveyor belt.
You know, a cake, it sounds like rice cake. I mean, really?
Makes it sound good?
No, it doesn't. It makes it sound like you have a perfectly good cake. And then you want to say, this cake ain't good enough. Let's make some out of rice. Kind of like a carrot cake.
Yeah, back to the carrots. Yeah. And I don't even, funny enough, I don't even eat carrot cake.
Have you ever had a carrot cake?
I have had a carrot cake and I'm just not into carrot cake. It's a texture thing.
So she'll order a side of carrots, but not have a carrot cake.
Correct. Yeah. All right. Now that we're all on the same page. But anyway, so the bagging, they will always notoriously stick something that's cold or frozen in with a box good or something just ass backwards. I don't even know. And then I have to rebag them. And it's crazy. Like my ice cream this time was stuck with the spices and some kind of can or something. I'm like, it's ice cream. It's a small pint of ice cream. And it was the manager. The last two times we've gone, I'm like, I'm going to bag my own groceries. So like skedaddle. And then this past one, I'm like, oh, it's a manager. Let's just see how good he does. Wrong.
Well, he did better than the people you said skedaddle.
He did better, but ice cream and with my spices is not a good combo.
Well, your spices are not going to get on your ice cream.
Well, and that's not a big deal, but my spices are going to get clumpy.
You know, that reminds me, we have an ice cream shop locally, and they have a, they make all their ice creams in-house, and they have a cayenne pepper ice cream.
Yeah, that's not so good.
It was good, though. I tried it, and it doesn't sound it. I just got one of the samples, but first you get it, and it's like, oh, this is nothing. Give me another one. And about by the time you say another one, it's hit you. And it stings.
I remember Autumn trying it, and it took her a second, and she was like, oh, back in the back of the throat.
It was really good, though.
But they make the best ice cream. That's the Reese's ice cream.
Yeah, Reese's peanut butter cups.
They crunch up the actual peanut butter cups in the ice cream.
Like, don't we have a Butterfinger one, too?
Yes, like shut your face. It's so good.
It is good.
Oh, I could just eat it up. Oh, that's my favorite ice cream. And I am not a Reese's peanut butter cup. I mean, I like them, but that's Tim's favorite candy. But I'm just
one of them.
Yeah, I'm like, you know.
Not like Kit Kats or like Snickers.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not always been. But you put that stuff in ice cream, just back up. I'm going to take it all. I'm like, give it all to me. And you can get three scoops. So trying to decide, like you can get varieties of three different scoops of the three different ice creams. Sometimes I'm like, okay, there's coffee, there's cookies and cream, there's Reese's. Give me three Reese's.
Cookies and cream probably has got to be one of my favorite ice creams.
Just ice cream. Yeah, in general, it's good. But man, when you got Reese's on the table, just three scoop it. Come on.
Oh. No, I mix it up. Give me a scoop of Reese's, scoop of cookies and cream, and then, I don't know, cookie
and
dough?
And then there's mint chocolate chip. My goodness. Like, we could just go on for days.
I'm on ice cream now.
I know, but guess what? You didn't buy ice cream this week.
It wasn't on sale.
Autumn's like, I don't care next week if it's not on sale or not. Get ice cream. But he didn't want to. He kept picking it up. There was a Kit Kat one. The Kit Kat, what do you call those things? The cones. And you were like,
yeah, like a drumstick.
I do, but I don't. And then you put it back. I was like,
it was like $8 for a pack of, you're paying for the name, the Kit Kat name on it. The license.
Was it $7.99 or $8.99? But there was eight cones. You were like, it's a dollar a cone. And I'm like, well, that's really not that bad. They were big cones.
Well, I mean, we pay way more than that when the ice cream man comes by.
I was just going to say, he comes by and you're
it's like a $5 cone right there.
See, you could have gotten the box and sold them to the ice cream man, and he still could have made a profit.
I know. It's like,
and you would have made a profit.
When they come in, we're so excited. Oh, ice cream man, ice cream. Something about that
$30.
Music. Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute.
It's the most expensive. It's fun run when you out get it. To the street.
And it's like, what the hell? What the actual hell?
Yeah, like $30.
Why don't we just go to the where they make the ice cream? It would have been cheaper.
And better.
Yeah.
Good point.
But there's something about it. It's like going to the movie and getting popcorn.
Yeah, true. Versus taking in your own popcorn. Everybody does it. Yeah. Everybody does it.
I don't know that everybody does it.
Everybody does it. Everybody.
We were there one time and a guy brought in a pizza. You remember that?
When we were at the movies?
Yeah.
You're asking me, do I remember that? Like, come on, seriously? I have the worst memory. No, I don't remember that. But I'm sure I remember
There's a pizza place next to the movie theater, or was at the time. And somebody had went in and got like a large pizza and then came in and...
And they were cool with it?
Well, I smelled pizza.
Oh.
And it wasn't the movie theater pizza.
Oh, no, 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 it was not. But their popcorn is amazing. I have to say that yellow dye 40 or 32, 3, you know, yellow 3. I don't know. One of them dyes is in there. I had to look
in
it
the
up
popcorn?
One time. Yeah, I had to look it up for Autumn one time back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you going with that?
I don't know. I was just thinking it's just crazy how like people will feed their kids like all kinds of garbage and.
I mean, like ice cream and popcorn with yellow dyes. And...
Yeah. And crap like that. And just all the dyes. Like literally you got your like these little kids who are drinking those. What are those things when we were little and they were like in a plastic bottle and you could pop the top off and it was just like blue liquid juice stuff,
oh, yeah.
But it really wasn't
basically
juice.
Basically water with food coloring in it. And sugar.
And sugar, yeah. And they'll feed those to their kids like, oh, it's okay. Or, oh, do you remember the ones that were like little barrels? They were like little plastic barrels that had foil on top. No, no, not the wax things. Those, the wax bottles with the juice in. Oh, those were so good too. But no, they're like little barrels. Let me see if I can get this right. Barrels with foil on the top. And you would rip the foil off? Oh, come on.
It wasn't one of those things like the barrels where you pull the string and it popped.
Right? No. This had juice in it. It was a plastic thing. And you bought it in a case. And they had like 24 of them lined up. They would have like blue and orange and different color, red. You don't remember these?
I do not remember those.
Oh, maybe that was like a poor person thing. I don't know. But I can tell you my brother and my cousins would definitely remember this.
I remember water with sugar and food coloring in it.
Okay, well, there were these barrels. Guys, if y'all know what I'm talking about. I know somebody out there knows.
Somebody probably knows what you're talking about.
Well,
go on with it anyway.
I'm just saying, I have seen this and just recently too. And then this person comes back to me and asks me if something, some kind of supplement or whatever was okay for their child to take. And I'm in a health and wellness company. And so I was like, well, yeah, it's marketed to kids. It's perfectly fine. Like I am, you know,
because it's made from real plants and stuff instead of dyed chemicals.
Right. It's plant-based and all this kind of stuff. And she's asking all the, and I'm like, you're worried about what's in my products that I totally speak health and wellness. I mean, we are all in moderation. I mean, nobody is like perfect, you know, just Jesus. But it's so we try to do the best that we can and cut out as much as we can. And then there were, it just cracks me up. I'm like, really? You're going to ask me if that is safe for your kid as you are lathering them up with, I don't even know what.
Are these natural products made from plants safe for my kids? But
like, they're plants.
They don't even think twice about giving them chemicals and toxins.
Oh, giving them like fast food places and just processed food and boxes and just, oh, I don't know. And it just cracks me up. I'm like, okay, next. You're not my people, I guess. I don't know. It confuses me. I was going to say.
Well, it's a confusing thing.
It is.
People in general are confusing.
Yeah.
And they make no sense.
They don't. Karens don't make sense. Karens. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I just maybe just offended some Karens.
No, and by that, we do not mean if your name is Karen.
No, or Nancy, or Linda.
We're talking about Karens in general.
What are all the other names? Karen, Nancy, Linda?
Lately, it's just been Karens.
Karens, yeah. Sorry, Karens. Karens, yeah. Oh, I remember we were doing a Tim's CPA. So we do this thing for a group that I'm in. It's Tax Talk with Tim.
A Facebook group.
Yeah, a Facebook group. And it's a free service that he provides for like 80,000 people that are in that group to watch these tax times.
We've never had 80,000 people watch, though.
Yeah, but there are 80,000 people potentially that could see it. So we've had thousands. Anyways, we have Karens on there that will pipe in and complain about different things with us, like one was what I was degrading to you.
Yeah, we're just carrying on like we always do here, and it's like, you just degraded him. I cannot take you guys seriously. That is just not right.
I don't even remember what I said. Do you?
No, it was something very tame, very mild.
Yeah, I don't even remember. It was, I was like, wait, what? And then one time, remember when we were outside and it was so cold? And I was like, it's so cold. I'm a Floridian. I don't like the cold. I'm just going to tell
you.
It was
like 65 or something.
It was probably colder than that.
It felt colder than that.
It was probably in the 40s. No, I don't know.
At least two.
Yes, exactly. And she was like, well, just go inside. You're so annoying, or something like that. I was like, first of all, this was recorded in 2 days ago. It's a little late to tell me to go inside. Yeah, that was pretty comical.
I mean, if we're that distracting, just hit the stop.
Yeah, keep scrolling, baby. Keep scrolling.
Like, yeah, it's like,
obviously, you don't want this information.
I promise I do not care whether that particular Karen watched us or not.
No. And was her name Karen? Literally?
No.
Okay. I couldn't.
No. I don't know what her name is, but if it were Karen, I would have found a whole lot of amusement out of that.
You would have got. For some reason, it just seemed like it was, but maybe because we just called her Karen so much.
If it was Karen, that is poetic humor right there.
Yeah, because usually the people who are named Karen really aren't Karens.
No, they're actually very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they got the raw, the, is it the Rollins? No, the bad stick of the end stick of the stick.
We don't know why you got the bad stick in the end. What is that? Like they're bent over and somebody jams a bad stick up their ass?
No, what is that called? The stick, the, Man, why can't I see this? The raw end of the deal?
Raw end of the deal. That works.
Okay, the raw end of the deal, but why a stick coming in there?
I don't know why a stick's coming in there.
I just wanted to stick something to somebody. Stick it. I have no idea.
Like a corn dog. And
okay, like, visuals you just gave out.
You don't want a stick in the wiener?
No. When do you?
No.
Okay.
But I do love corn dogs, but I do not want... aside from a corn dog is the only stick wiener that I ever cared to be a part of.
And you're going to eat that stick on the wiener?
No, I'm going to eat the wiener on the stick. Whatever.
I can't get anything right tonight. Oh, my goodness. So what's next on your subject?
I you know what? I don't. What is something that's made up that you wish was real?
Lots of money in my bank account. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, do your thing, woman.
Whoop, whoop.
Crack the whip.
Uh-oh, he's cracking the whip. I'm sorry. Oh, you're being demeaning.
I degraded you.
Oh, degraded.
Demeaning or...
Whatever.
I don't know. You might like some cracking of the whips.
Ooh. What is that? SMM or SM...
SMM.
What is it called?
I don't know. I'm just going to sit back and let you come up with...
All the letters in the alphabet?
All the letters.
No, seriously, what is it called? ML. No.
BDSM.
What?
BDSM.
BDSM?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't even know. It's too many letters.
Something about B, bondage, BD, dominance, sadomasochist, or something like that.
It's really BDSM?
Yeah.
Okay,
you know, like the Rihanna song, you know, like sticks and stones will break my bones, but whips and chains excite me.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know it was called four letters. I thought it was three letters.
SSM probably sounds more like
SSM.
Yeah,
oh yeah, because isn't that the song SSM? Didn't she say that in that song?
I have no idea.
When you said it, sound like it. I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
It's BDSM. Okay. I don't know what SSM means either.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your word for it because apparently you know.
Oh, going back to the Karens.
Oh, uh-oh.
A guy can also be a Karen.
Okay.
Of course they can. I mean, a Karen is just a general term for somebody that's annoying.
Yeah, it's not sexist.
No, it's not. Talking about this made me think of the... I was at 7-Eleven. It was probably about a month ago. And... the guy in front of me was paying, and when he was done, the cashier said, "Have a nice day." And he said, "Don't fucking tell me what to do." And he stormed out. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
He was a total ass.
Oh my gosh. So and then what did you say? What does the cashier do?
The cashier looked at me, was just speechless. Like, I don't know how to reply. I don't know how to respond to that. Because it was just so out of
random
nowhere.
Random and like... wow. And he was just paying for something. She was just ringing him up and go, "Have a nice day."
Yeah, I'm going to assume he bought cigarettes or something based on that reaction. I don't know why. If you're a smoker,
they know why.
It just, you have to admit there are some out there that are not polite.
Oh, well, I don't think the politeness has to do with it. It's just the matter of, well, maybe he had to get his nicotine in. He hadn't had one for
a week.
That's
true. Maybe he hadn't had his nicotine yet and he was just,
I mean,
kind
you take
like
the nicotine
antsy.
Away and it will mess you up. I mean, I don't know from experience, but I've seen my mom be a little... No, I'm just kidding.
Your mom smokes.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not... If you don't feed her, let her smoke. Just back up.
Because, if you don't feed you, back up.
That's true.
It has nothing to do with smoke. It's just hangry.
But she gets hangry and spangy. I don't know what...
Spangy?
I was trying to put smoke...
What the hell is spangy?
Smoke and hungry together. So I was doing spangy.
Spangy is not smoke and... Spangy...
It's don't like, even don't,
it's like, oh my god, it'd be like smungry.
Okay, smungry. Okay, that's what I was trying to say, but I didn't say it.
What'd you say? Spanky? What was it?
Spangy? I don't know. You'll have to rewind. I don't know. I'm really good at making up words. Hey, you didn't tell me what is something that you...
Oh, we knew. Yeah, we didn't even cover that.
No, like, I'm like, oh, hold on, back up a little bit. Like, I was like, money in my bank account, and then I don't even remember what was said after that.
I think I went, I digressed.
You hijacked my story.
I hijacked back to the Karens.
Why did you do that? That wasn't nice.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, well, something that is made up that you wish was real.
Hogwarts Academy or Hogwarts School of Wizardry.
Really?
I would totally be an attendee there.
Oh, you know something that I wish was real that's made up? I dream of Jeannie, her little Jeannie bottle, to be able to go into her little Jeannie bottle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just the little Jeannie in a little bikini that pops up and does whatever you tell her to.
Well, that would be cool too. But I'm saying, do you remember watching the episode like Bewitched and yeah. I dream of Jeannie? Like her little bottle, like when they did the episode.
Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie were two different things.
I know, but I'm saying.
The one had the little wiggly nose that went back and forth.
I know, but the things that she could do. But the bottle, like when they did the episodes and showed the bottle, I thought that was the coolest thing as a child. Yeah. So like that would be cool to like have a room or bottle like that and be like, oh.
It would be. Hogwarts would be cool. You have to admit, Hogwarts is cool.
Yeah, Hogwarts.
The Jeannie bottle is cool.
Yes. Yeah.
It'd be a nice little, you know, girls club.
So if it was Hogwarts school, so would you like hang out with the kids or what? Or would you be a professor?
Well, if I was a kid, I would be a student. You know, I have to do the student and then become a professor.
Oh, okay. So you would go in as a child?
Yes.
So what you're trying to say, you wouldn't
Absolutely.
Be this old creepy man?
No, I'd probably be an old creepy man eventually, but yeah, I would go in as a child.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify how you're going to do this. Is there anything else that you...
You know that Hermione.
Ooh. Yeah.
Unicorns would be cool. We saw a unicorn, didn't we?
Where the hell did we see a unicorn?
It was at the Renaissance Fair.
Okay. Yeah, that was a unicorn, all right.
It had a horn.
Yeah, like strapped onto its head. Come on.
Like, it was a horny donkey with a strap on, is what you're saying?
It was a horse and not a donkey?
Well, it was probably a pony. It was a horny pony with a strap on.
What was that? I thought you were going to say a honey.
Or was it surgically implanted? I hope not.
No, it was just like a, you know, I got the muzzle thing. It was just put on there.
So it was just a big plastic, basically dildo on top of its head.
Pretty much, yeah. It's all good. It was just sticking there. It was just hanging out. It's like, yeah. But what would you do with the unicorn if they were real? Like, okay, it's another...
Look
it's
at
like,
them. Wait till they fart and see if rainbows come out.
Well, I mean, we have horses, we have ponies, we have cows. You don't just... Oh my gosh, it's a cow. Look at it. Just
because
look at
it's
it.
Not a unicorn.
Well, I'm saying if we didn't have cows and all of a sudden cows appeared, we'd be like... Oh my goodness, that's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, we would, because we'd go squeeze their teats and milk would squirt out.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You would think it was the coolest thing ever.
And I would be shooting you with the teats, with the teat
yeah,
milk.
You darn sure would. But what I was saying is, like, if unicorns were just a regular thing, they wouldn't be that cool.
They would always be cool.
No, well, if they farted rainbows, it really would be cool.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
All right, why don't we just go ahead and wrap this up?
Why, am I boring you with my farty rainbows? I'm just kidding.
There is nothing boring about a farty rainbow. All right.
Off the dice. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go with three things we love this week. Who goes first? I'll go first.
Oh, you get to go first.
Yeah, isn't that nice how I just, who goes first, and then I just take it back from you.
I
took it before you even had the opportunity.
You're such a hijacker.
I got this. Actually, we both got one.
I was going to say.
It's a pen case.
Mm-hmm.
That you, it holds your pens, because that's what a pen case does. But when you unzip it, you could pull it down and it like shortens and becomes a pen cup. So it's a pen cup case. No,
it's a cup case.
It's not a cup case.
A cup case.
So it's a case for cups?
No, it turns into a cup, but it's still a case. Instead of saying cupcake, it's cup case. I just like the name better.
It's a pen case cup holder.
Yeah. Whatever.
Thingy.
Thingy my job, but it's so cool. It really is. It's like the coolest thing, like I think we've gotten in really a long time.
It is the single best pen case that I've ever seen in my life.
It's a cup case. You take it and you just slide it down, you slide it back up, slide it down, slide it back up. So it like shortens it, but then it makes it really like not stiff, but it's like hard enough to where it'll.
Okay, we've spoken about BDSM. We've spoken about dildos strapped to the head of a pony. A horny pony.
Yeah,
we've spoke about hard. Now we've used the term.
Hard and stiff.
Hard and stiff.
See what I have to deal with every day, all day, 24/7?
Hey, we put an explicit an E on our podcast.
Well, I'm glad
for
you
a reason.
Did. Yeah,
might as well earn it, right?
I gotta earn that E, baby. It's all not right, an A. But anyways, it slides down. It's just amazing. And so it's a little stiff like cup and it has a harder bottom, stiff and hard. And then there you go. It's really cool.
Guys, you have to admit, life is so much easier and more enjoyable when you have a dirty mind.
For you, yes.
Are you kidding?
I'm just messing with you.
All right, what's something you love?
Well, this kind of goes off of the subject of what we've been talking about, but I did get a new, started a new Bible study.
Oh, wait, we're reel it back in. Yep. Reel it back in. All right, Tim, we're going to get you some Jesus in you.
I got to slap it in you somehow. But I did get a new Bible, like 2 weeks ago or so,
yep,
with some new tabs and everything. And so I started this new Bible study with some friends, and you're in it.
I am.
You are. And it's pretty cool. And we do this every morning. We do
it's an Instagram live where somebody gets on and they talk.
So we do this morning thing. It's called Faith at 8 on Instagram. And we listen to it in the morning. And it's so funny because it's all ladies that are on there. And then there's Tim. And it's two girls that are talking. So when the two girls are talking, they're like, hey, moms, and Tim. Or they'll be like, hey, mom, or, you know, something else, ladies. Oh, and Tim. And then they're just excited to have Tim on there. So Tim gets shout outs like all the time on there. I'm kind of jealous, but, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, I am shout out worthy.
I guess so. True. But anyway, so we're doing this Bible study together from that Instagram group, and it's pretty cool. So it's all ladies again, and then Tim. Are there even any boys in the our little
No, I'm the only
talk
dude.
Group?
I'm the only dude.
There's like 51 of us in that little mini
and I'm
talk
the only
group.
Dude.
All right, so what's your other thing?
Well, I'm gonna piggyback along that, and I would say we recently started going back to church, like real church. Physical church.
Yeah. Easter was our first time back, but that was an outside service.
It was an outside service, and there were a few thousand people there.
Oh, my goodness.
It had to have been an outside service. I mean,
yeah,
that was the only way to make it work.
And it was perfect. It worked.
Right, They did two services that day. So
I can't even imagine.
Since then, we have been going back.
To the building. They haven't been outside services.
No, it is a little bit distance, but it has been a packed house.
Yeah. He asked 100 of us to come to the earlier service. We're like, not I.
No, we go to a big church. So,
yeah, it's very big.
Yeah. It's considered a mega church. So,
yeah.
I mean, look,
considers a mega church? Like the number of people?
Yeah. How many members
do you have
to have
like an X amount plus?
I think so.
So you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not I hit an expert. The 10K mark on Instagram.
So
let's say is it kind of like that?
Yeah, kind of like you get that blue check mark or whatever.
It's do like, they get like certifications?
Ooh. But then I think they're super megas too. Like Joel Osteen's.
Is he super mega?
Well,
is there a super mega? He sounds like super.
He does
super
it in
mega.
The Houston Astro.
I know
Dome
that would be like super,
thing,
super
or whatever it is.
Or like.
That's
diamond mega.
That's a lot of people. Our church is not that big.
Not a dome worthy.
No, our church is definitely not that big, but it is a healthy size congregation.
What, like 10 people? 10 people.
Yeah. I grew up in a church that was about 10 people.
Yes. I grew up in a church about 300 people, but this has like 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty big.
Not 10,000 all in one room together.
No, but, no. But, you know.
So, okay. Hey. You're number two.
Oh, okay. So my other thing is that this week for my business, like I said, I'm in health and wellness. They had some new products come out. We had a spring launch. It was really, really cool. So we got a few cool new items I'm super excited about to get.
I am too.
I know you are. So that was it on that one. And what about you? Your last one, though. This
my
is
last
it.
One.
Don't
my
come
last
up
one.
With anything
we went
else.
Grocery shopping yesterday, and it did not rain.
Really, that's your third thing?
That is my third thing.
Wow.
Because we went last weekend.
Yeah.
And it poured. And when I say poured, I'm talking about a Florida monsoon pouring.
And it wasn't like, okay, Florida monsoon, like it rains, starts at 3:00 and 3:15, it's gone. No, this was an all day event. It started since church that morning and just went on. And we're like, oh no.
I mean, yeah. It's one of those things where you can't see in front of you, can't see beside you, behind you.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Of course, I've never really been able to see behind me.
You got eyes behind your back of your head? Yeah. I do. Moms all do. So, yeah, that was not fun.
All right. And your last thing we love.
Oh, this weekend I got to do an event. Yay.
What kind of event? Are we going back to?
No. It was just an event for my health and wellness company. It was a 5K that.
Yeah, like Nikki runs a 5K.
Yeah, I'm not running the 5K. But.
Running is not fun.
No. Not for me anyways. Knee replacement. No. They don't mix. But anyway, so it was a 5K for a school, and it was more like a donation. It was like a little, it's like a private school and stuff like that. So it was kind of more of a donation.
Yeah, they had a fundraiser.
Yeah, it was a fundraiser donation for like the sponsors and stuff like that. So I got to do it, and then I have not had an event since COVID. It was so cool. It's just nice to get out and set up and, you know, be all excited. I like that. Oh, please get your head out of the gutter.
Well, on that note.
What's get your head out of the gutter note?
Let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, before you go too much further.
Right.
Maybe next week we'll let you just sprawl all out.
Is that guys, really the go word? Ahead. Oh my God.
I'll release you. I'll be like, here you go.
Release. Yes. Sprawl out.
I'll take the chains.
BDSM. Strap on.
Dildo.
Dildo. Stiff. Hard. What else can we?
I don't even.
Okay. Please subscribe in whatever app you're using.
They're like, no, not after that.
And some of the apps are going to follow instead of subscribe. So just hit follow and whatever. Hit the plus. Hit follow. Hit subscribe. Hit them all. Hit the bell.
Hit the green button.
Whatever you have to do.
Oh, man. That's just too many rules.
Yeah. Anyway, talk to you guys later.
All right. Have a great one.